Hi, and welcome to this very interesting demo, at least as far as I'm concerned, of playing the game Blind Drive on your iOS device, in my case, the iPhone 12 Pro, with, drumroll, a Nimbus SteelSeries controller. And of course, this is a game controller that you would normally use with such things as your Apple TV to play the games. Now, funnily enough, the Blind Drive app supports the use of a controller. So I thought, well, why don't I give you a bit of a demo of what it's like to play with a controller with Blind Drive? So first of all, if you're not used to a game controller, let me just give you a quick orientation of it, and then I'll take you through and do a demo of using Blind Drive with the controller. So I've got the controller in my hand, and it's basically got, for the want of a better word, two handles that you hang on to, left and right, which normally sort of sit in your palm, and you put your hands around each side. And then at the front part of the controller on the left and the right, the bottom towards the bottom, you have two triggers. Now, I'm actually just going to call them the way that I want to call them, because every time I try and do it the other way, I get confused between R1, R2, L1, and L2. So I'm going to do what they feel like, so you can back translate. So left and right at the bottom of the controller at the front face is the left and right triggers. So if I do this, that's the right one, that's the left one. Above those left and right triggers, you have the left and right buffers. So again, if I press them, they sort of don't sound as exciting as the triggers. So that's the front face of the controller. Now, if I come to the top face of the controller, right at the top of it, we've got two joysticks which can twist round and round and round and go left, right, up and down. You can also push them in slightly. Right in the middle, slightly above those two joysticks, you've got a menu button. And then on the left-hand side of the controller, you've got an up, down, left and right arrow, which is extremely prominent, as are the joysticks. And on the right-hand side, you've got four buttons, and this is normally referred to as the D-pad. Now, the only buttons that we really are concerned about with Blind Drive is the bottom button, which is A, and the button above that and to the right, which is B. They're the only two buttons that work in Blind Drive. So the left and right triggers, the left and right buffers, they all allow you to turn left or right. Same as the left and right arrow keys on the actual top of the controller. Of course, the joysticks pushing left or right. And of course, you could use the left joystick to go left or the right joystick to go right, or you could just use one joystick to go left or right. Pressing A is for action, so that'll activate a menu. And pressing B allows you to jump past dialogues that you've already previously heard, and that'll come more evident when we play just one game of Blind Drive. The other thing to note too is that the left joystick will also allow you to go through the menus, as well as the cursor up and down as well. So that's the other thing to keep in mind. And then finally, the menu button is like the escape key. I had to download an app called Nimbus, which then allows the controller to be seen by other devices using Bluetooth on my iPhone. So the way that I normally check if the actual controller is alive is just to say this: wake up, open Nimbus.
Nimbus, this controller is up to date.
Now, if it didn't say that, it would have otherwise said controller is disconnected, and then I can remind myself to turn the actual controller on. And by the way, the on slider, which is slide to the right, is just to the right of the left-hand buffer. All right, so I know that's active. So let me open up Blind Drive. Open Blind Drive.
Landscape. Blind Drive. Direct touch area. Button.
Okay, double tap to open put leaderboard. Voice control to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. All right. So if I press the down arrow button on the controller,
start new game. Double tap to select.
If I press up,
continue game.
That's continue game.
Double tap to select. Start new game. Double tap to select.
Start new game.
Choose chapter.
Choose chapter.
Options. Double tap to select.
Okay. If I use the left joystick, I can push it up.
Choose chapter.
Choose chapter.
Start new game. Double tap to select. Continue game. Double tap to select.
Okay, if I push the left joystick down.
Start new game.
Same thing.
Choose chapter.
Okay, double tap to select. I said to choose an option.
Double tap to select.
A on the D-pad, which is the bottom one.
Chapter menu. 4. Bicycle rides.
Okay, and if I press left arrow on double tap to select. Cursors.
3. Don't panic. 2. First try. 1. Blindfolded.
Or if I press the left joystick to the right.
2. First try. 3. Don't panic.
Or to the left.
2. First try. 1. Blindfolded. Button.
Okay, that double tap to really select. Nicely. All right, so I am going to, let's just see, let's go to the left with the right arrow key.
2. First try. 3. Don't panic. 4. Bicycle rides. 5. Radio grand button. 6. A treat button. 7. Windows up button. 8. Phase 2 button. 9. The cop button. 10. Getting through button. Double tap to select.
Okay, let's choose getting through. Okay, now remember I said when I press A, it's going to start this particular section of the game, so that's the actions button. When the dialogue starts, I'm going to press B, and then like I said at the beginning, I can press left or right, trigger or buffer to turn left or right. Either joystick will turn left or right, or just by itself left or right. And I can also press left or right arrow as well. So that's all the controls that you feel like doing when you're playing with the controller. So I'm going to press A now. And that's the car starting up. I'm going to wait for the chit-chat dialogue.
Well, that went well, huh?
It's Grandma. And Grandma, now I'm going to press B. Whoops, I missed that one. Pressing left arrow, pressing right arrow, pressing left trigger, pressing right trigger, left buffer, right buffer. Oh, that was right into it actually. Whoops. Right, I'm not concentrating anyway.
Nice going. All right. You found some new particles. Level progress, 53 points, 5, this drive, 2.6 kilometers. Total completed, 28.0 kilometers.
If I wanted to get through the menu
double
now.
Double tap to retry, or swipe for more options.
So double tap to retry, which would be actually menu. If I press down arrow.
Retry level.
That's retry
double
level.
Double tap, difficulty, double tap to change.
Difficulty.
Change to easy for a smooth ride, hard for suicidal levels of pain. Your choice, exit to menu, double tap to select.
Exit to menu, and each one of these, of course, I can press A. I'm going to press up arrow.
Difficulty, easy, retry level, double tap to select.
Retry level. Now, when I press A, what I'm going to do is I'm then going to use just the left or right joysticks to do it because it actually feels like you've got more control over the car that way, at least to me. So I'm going to press A now. Okay, that's left. Left again. Left again. Now it's going to use one joystick. That's right. Left on the same joystick, left on the same joystick, right on the same joystick, right, that's right, left, 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 right. Oops, missed that one. Oh, whoops. One life left. And there we go. And pause,
hello.
Which is pressing the menu.
Game paused. One life left. 12 points.
Pressing down arrow.
Resume game. Options. Exit to menu.
Pressing A.
Button.
Main menu.
Main menu. Continue game.
And then I can just
double tap to select.
Wake up. Go home.
Order portrait.
And there you go. That's a demo of playing Blind Drive with the Nimbus Steel Series game controller, in this case using my iPhone 12 Pro with VoiceOver. And as I say in all my other demos, thanks for listening and bye for now.